and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today we celebrate the memorial of St. Raymond of Peñafort, and from the Philippines we hear from Mary Erica Bolaños. Mary Erica is a lay preacher who teaches at the Institute of Preaching in Manila. Her preaching today is entitled, Love Casts Out Fear.
Our reading is taken from 1 John chapter 4, verses 11 to 18. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and His love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in Him and He in us, because He has given us of His Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent His Son as the Savior of the world. God abides in those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and they abide in God. So we have known and believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. The Word of God. My brothers and sisters, verse 11 already says almost everything. If God so loved us, we also must love one another. This is not a new command. This verse is reminding us of something basic. God loved us first. Not because we were good, not because we figured things out, but simply because God chose to love us. And that changes how we look at love. Love is not something we force ourselves to do. It is not something we perform to be accepted. It's something that flows out of having been loved. And when we love one another, God lives in us. My brothers and sisters, in other words, people will know something about God not because of our explanations, but because of how we treat them. God becomes visible when we are patient. He becomes visible when we listen. He becomes visible when we stay, even when it is inconvenient. Then, going further, in verse 18, John talks about fear. And this is where the reading becomes something we can very well relate to. There is no fear in love. Perfect love drives out fear. Most of us carry fear. Fear of being rejected, fear of being misunderstood, fear of not being enough, or fear of failing others, and sometimes even fear of God, fear of judgment, fear of disappointing Him. The scripture, our reading, tells us that fear does not come from love. Fear comes when love has not yet fully settled in us. When we truly know we are loved, We don't need to defend ourselves all the time. We don't need to control people. We don't need to hurt others just to protect ourselves. A person who knows they are loved can love freely. This does not mean we love perfectly. It just means we love honestly. We try again. We grow. We learn to let God's love shape us slowly. So, maybe the question today is not, do I love enough? Maybe the better question is, do I believe I am loved? Because once that becomes real, love follows naturally. And my dear brothers and sisters, maybe another question is, where is fear still guiding my actions? Where am I holding back instead of loving? You see, God is not asking us to be flawless. God is asking us to remain in His love. When love stays, fear loses its power. When love stays, God becomes visible. And that is already a quiet miracle. So, let us ask the Lord today, not for perfect love, but for us to stay in His love. Love that is not driven by fear, but by trust in Him. Dear Lord, help us believe deeply and truly that we are loved by You. And from that love, teach us how to love others gently, patiently, and faithfully. May Your love remain in us, and may we make You visible in ordinary ways we choose to love each day. Amen.